Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for downloading the John Contreras Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
Live from America's finest city, it's the John Cantara Show.
Oh, doctor!
Now, here's the coach, John Cantara, on 97.3 The Fan.
As we jump into hour number three, thanks so much for joining the John Cantara Show today. It's presented by 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown, open 24-7, right off the 5 in Chula Vista, 7 Mile Casino. And we're going to get back into talk a little bit about the change with pitching coaches with the San Diego Padres. If you missed it, Darren Balsley out. Larry Rothschild, the former Yankee and Cub pitching coach, in now with Jace Tingler. If you missed it earlier, I had a conversation prior to coming on the air today with Darren Balsley. Darren Balsley wanted me to send out his well wishes to all you fans out there that have been extremely supportive. He goes, the media has always been great to me in San Diego, and the organization has been absolutely fantastic. From Peter Seidler, Ron Fowler, to A.J. Preller, he goes, Coach, I do want you to mention one thing, that there have been rumors out there regarding that A.J. kind of left me out to dry, and he goes, that's anything but that. Him and A.J. had talked right after the season. Darren had gone in and talked with him, and A.J. said, hey, Darren, you know, I don't know exactly what direction we're going right now, but if you want to go out and look for another job, you're more than we'll give you permission, even though he had 1 year to go on his contract. And Darren said, nah, I want to stay with the Padres. I'm a Padre. I'm a kid that grew up here. I want to be a part of the Padre organization. And so he didn't know whether or not he was coming back or not. He was notified, I guess, last night that he would no longer be the Padre pitching coach after 17 years. But he wanted me to send out thank you to all you fans. And I'm going to touch base with Darren on Monday. And when he's ready, we'll get him on the air. But right now it looks like he may, and I don't think it's been totally decided, he may do something with the organization. Or he could sit out and just work with his boy who is committed to go to San Diego State a year from now. He's got a son that's a senior, and they live in Tennessee, actually. So he'll stay close to home and work with his boy and maybe do a little bit of work for the San Diego Padres. And then for the 2021 season, he'll look to become a major league pitching coach once again. Thanks so much to Ryan Lee for stopping by today. Ryan's come a long ways. I covered him when he was with the Chargers, and we know how that went. But to see this man really change his life and doing some really good work, I'm real proud of him. I'm real proud of him. I've known people that have dealt with what Ryan has dealt with, addiction, and it's something very, very terrible. I'm sure there are a lot of people in our listening audience right now that they've either been affected of it, maybe individually, or had a family member or a friend, and we know what it can be like. And to see Ryan come in here, he's doing a radio show 5 days a week. He's doing in-studio work for ESPN. He's doing games on the weekend for ESPN, too. That was really good stuff. Braden, that's the first time you'd ever met Ryan Leaf, and your thoughts?
He was really good. I was really interested in what he had to say. He was a really nice guy. Meeting him for the first time, I mean, I was very, very little when he was playing for the San Diego Chargers way back in the day. You know, so I don't really remember him too much from his playing days. Of course, we know about you know, that classic video rant where he's telling the guy not to talk to him anymore, and the fiasco that was, and all the negativity around Ryan Leaf and involving him in a Chargers uniform. But to meet him for the first time, you know, I've never met the guy, so I didn't really have anything to base it off of. But a lot of respect for Ryan Leaf and how professional he was, and what a good guy he was. And you know, I never knew him back then, but you know, coming from, you know, the stories that I've seen and on social media and some things in the news clippings from growing up, honestly, I wouldn't even know that was the same guy. I couldn't even put that together, and the change that he has done in his life is truly remarkable. And he was great in studio. I loved everything he had to say, and I thought it was a really good interview.
All right, we're going to move Bench the Coach. Normally we do it at 150. We're going to do it coming out of the 220 break. But right now, Andrew Ganuso, you're our biggest fan today. You have 10 minutes to give us a call back at 833-288-0973. Congratulations. You've won a pair of tickets to see Dana Carvey at Harrah's Resort SoCal on Saturday, February 1st, and be entered to win our grand prize, a Vegas getaway that includes two tickets to the Mob Museum with underground speakeasy experience, a dinner for two, I believe, at the uniquely Las Vegas Oscar Steakhouse, and a two-night stay at the iconic Plaza Hotel and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Make sure to sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. To enter. Andrew Ganuso, you've got 10 minutes right now to give us a call at 833-288-0973. Braden, we talked a lot about the Padres and a few rumors out there that the Padres, in one of them, the Padres would trade for Noah Syndergaard and they would sign Steven Strasburg, and that'd be the top of the Padres' rotation.
That would be a quick way to accelerate this process of being successful in 2020, being a contending team. I mean, you know, everybody's talking about all the national writers, the national media, and experts around baseball. You know, you had a pitcher here, he makes the Padres good. You had two pitchers in the starting rotation that are elite as Strasburg and Syndergaard. All of a sudden, that's a team that could be reckoned with, down the stretch for the San Diego Padres. So to look at a potential rotation of Strasburg, Syndergaard, Paddock, Richards, and then your last guy is Lamet or Lucchese, I mean, that's a really good rotation. But, again, we're just coming up with scenarios here. I'm reading all the bold predictions of the offseason. I think people in baseball, including myself, want to see this offseason start to get rolling here with some moves and some free agent signings, especially around the San Diego Padres, not only because we're local here and we're big Padre fans and we want to see the team do well. I think a lot of people around Major League Baseball in general are curious to see what the San Diego Padres do this offseason, especially with their expectations in 2020.
You know, I would take you take a look around the infield right now. I think Hosmer had a decent year, not a great year. His average really plummeted the last few weeks, hitting the 260s, but he drove in 99 runs. I thought Hosmer overall had a pretty good year. He needs to tighten it up a little bit at first base. Urias, we got a question mark there. We know what Tatis is all about. And I think when we get over to Manny at third base, Manny hit the home runs, his average was down. I think Manny, and I've said this numerous times, I think Manny will be a better player in 2020 than he was in 2019 because him and his wife don't have to fly all over the place to meet with people regarding free agency.
Yeah, that and the fact that it's like, you know, you get that new contract. We've heard Tony Gwynn talk about this a handful of times, Tony Gwynn Jr. on the Gwynn and Chris show, former player who understands the new contract and trying to perform to the new contract that you signed, and whether or not, you know, Machado put pressure on himself. That's always there. You just signed a $300 million contract. I know you want to perform to that level. You know, you're playing in a new city for the first time, playing in the National League West. I know you spent a little bit of time without the Dodgers, but, you know, that first year's, kind of rough. We saw that with Eric Hosmer, and Eric Hosmer, I thought, had a really good bounce-back year at the plate. You could say what you want about his fielding this season, but at the plate, he hit about, like, 280 and did some decent damage with the bat, had 99 RBIs, almost, was one away from 100.
But I was pulling for him to get that 100.
Right, exactly. So I'd like to see Machado. I think he's going to settle in, and the fact that hopefully you have Tatis for the whole season and with a couple added pieces here or there, I think Machado's poised for a pretty big 2020 season.
You know, I don't know what sabermetrics say, but, Machado's going to be 27 years of age, and I've always looked at, and I know that it's changed a little bit, but it used to be 28 to 32, you're in the prime of your career. I mean, Machado's had a really good career. I mean, an all-star career, but he's really still coming, I think, into the prime of his career. That's why he was able to command so much money, and I'd say the same about Bryce Harper. Now, Bryce Harper, I'll tell you what, Machado's a better player than Bryce Harper because he can beat you in a variety of different ways. He's a much better defensive player than Harper.
Oh, he's so smooth.
The other thing that he does is he plays all the time. Harper's missed a lot of time in his career.
That's one of the best things of Manny Machado is he seems to be playing every single day except for when, they took him out of the lineup a couple times just to give him a day of rest. We saw that early in the season, but Machado's
and
a guy that's going to play every
thing.
Day.
That's not a bad thing. It gives you an opportunity not only physically but more importantly mentally to get a little bit of a breather.
Yeah, which is fine, but the fact that he wants to be in the lineup every day is
Hosmer,
really good.
And Hosmer
wants to be in the
way.
Lineup every day. Those are the guys you need. You need the guys on the field because if they're not on the field, they can't perform.
All right, we got to get some people in line now for Bench the Coach today. Normally, we do it at 150. What am I this week? 3-1 right now, right?
Yes, we almost got you yesterday. We were close.
Almost. And
the last 2 days have been really close. They've been one pick away from winning tickets to the Aztec game, and they haven't been able to to finish it off. I'm looking for
what was my last loss? Did I lose on Monday or Tuesday?
It was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Wait. No, yeah, it was Wednesday.
I was 2-0
Wednesday. You were 2-0.
But I bounced back yesterday.
Mm-hmm. He bounced back yesterday. Got a win, 3-1 this week. I forget what Wednesday's was, but yesterday was the Holiday Bowl most appearances. We were close. We almost got you there, Coach. I'm looking for somebody to finish strong this week and try to knock Coach off and win some Aztec tickets for next week against Fresno State.
So if you want to take me on Bench the Coach on a Friday, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We still have a lot to get to. We've got a little bit of a college football preview for you from some of the local schools here in the West. We're also going to get you a great NFL preview for Sunday. That'll be coming up at 2:35. And then, of course, we'll get back to your phone calls as well. We're headed to 3 o'clock in the Gwynn and Chris program. They're going to be on site today at El Camino High School because tonight Braden and I will get ourselves up there. We got a ball game tonight. We got Valley Center and El Camino going at it at 7 o'clock on 97.3 The Fan and our radio.com app. And again, it'll be a Division II playoff game tonight, first round, and it should be a pretty good ball game, and we'll look forward to bringing it to you. But we're coming back with Bench the Coach next, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Fan is your home for all football action. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
Hope everyone having a great day. Hopefully you can get out of work a little bit early, get home, get through the traffic. I know Braden and I, we got to go from where we're at all the way up to Oceanside tonight. But, hey, you know what? We're going to take it slow and easy. We're going to get there when we get there, and we'll look forward to bringing you that high school football game tonight at 7 o'clock between Valley Center and El Camino. Right now, we're going to get to Bench the Coach, our Bench the Coach segment, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. 2019 Pro Football Pick'em. Make your picks now for a chance at $1,000. Totally free to enter. Text football to 20357. Text football to 20357.
It's time to test your San Diego sports knowledge and see if you have what it takes to try and bench the coach on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get to today's Bench the Coach. It is a Football Friday, so I thought let's do some NFL stats. I want to know who leads the NFL in passing yards right now. I need the top five, of course. We're going to bring in Nick from Allied Gardens. Nick is playing for two tickets to the Aztec game next week, next Friday against Fresno State. Nick from Allied Gardens, what's going on?
What's up? Go Aztec.
All right. Sounds good, Nick. Hey, thanks for playing and thanks for listening to the program.
My pleasure.
All right, Nick, we got five guys that lead the NFL in passing right now. We're looking for the five quarterbacks in the NFL that have the most passing yards in 2019. To this point, can you give me one of those players?
Go Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers comes in at number five on the list. He has 2,485 passing yards. That's 1.4. Nick, on to you, coach.
Let's see here. This is not going to be easy today. I mean, some of these guys you think might be right there at the top maybe aren't having as good a year as you would think. I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Going on a limb on that one. Tom Brady, number two on the list, 2,536 yards for him. Back to Nick. We got three guys we're looking for. Two more points for Nick, and he'll win tickets to the Aztec game next week against Fresno State. Nick, give me another quarterback.
About Matt Stafford.
There we go. Matt Stafford coming in at number
four. He's on my fantasy team. He's gotten me quite a few points so far this year.
He's 1 yard Same away here. From 2,500. Matthew Stafford is correct. Nick is rolling right now, coach, on a Friday.
Well, you know who I believe is maybe leading the pack right now? The guy that threw three picks last night, Phillip Rivers.
He is leading the pack right now. He's got 2,800 yards. Passing, he only threw 200 yards last night, so even if he didn't play last night, he would still be leading all of National Football League in passing yards. We got one guy left, Nick. If you get this, you will win Aztec tickets for next Friday night against Fresno State. I need one more name for you. What do you got?
Let's go Dangerous, Russell Wilson.
Oh, bingo, that's it.
Nick with a clean sweep this week. I like it.
Hey, Nick, congratulations. You're going to the Aztec game a week from tonight against Fresno State out at SDCCU Stadium. Congratulations, and feel good about yourself this weekend, and have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Nick, thank you very much. Please stay on hold, and Adam will get that for you. Let's play the sounder for you, huh?
That's a wrap. The coach has been benched for now. A 97.3 The Fan.
See, I don't take that as a loss. I take that as that I got all my answers correct and I don't get a third opportunity. I don't take it as a loss, and I'm happy for Nick. I want to give those tickets away.
Here, how about this? How about we, if you could name me the number six guy on the list, you don't lose.
The number six guy.
I have to look it up real quick.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're going down the list here. I have no idea.
Oh, come on. Do you want to lose or do you want to not lose here?
Well, I've been benched already today, okay?
You have. You want to throw out a guess? Number six on the list. Just missed it by about 50 yards.
He just missed being number five by about 50 yards?
Correct.
I don't know. Deshaun Watson.
Boom. All right. There you go.
Huh? That right?
Yeah, here. You want the right buzzer? There you go.
Thank you very much. Now I can feel good about myself.
Yeah, now you can feel good about yourself.
Okay, we're going to get into some college football right now?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
Okay, let's do it. You got a few games over there you want to talk about. Let's get rolling.
All right, we got three local games. Well, somewhat local. We got two from Southern California, USC and San Diego State. Their two games. And then, of course, we got Boise State's a big impact for the Aztecs. Let's start with USC. They're traveling to the desert to take on Arizona State. USC comes in at 5-4. Arizona State 5-3. Arizona State's favored by a point and a half. This game will be at 12:30 on Saturday. Here is head coach Clay Helton of USC talking about their new athletic director, Mike Bone, and talking to this USC football team.
It was great. It was all positive. He said, guys, I'm here for you. And you know what I really appreciate? And he said to the head coach, he said it to me, he said it to our team. It was evident. He's here for the student athletes. And that's what's so cool. And that's has always been my philosophy over 25 years is, you know, we have jobs because of the 18 to 21 year olds that we're around. And to see his energy towards them and his enthusiasm towards them, I think is great. He had a chance to run into solo. Early in Dave's first person he meet, and when you run into solo, that leaves a lasting impression. And it was a cool moment in the team meeting room when he said, "You know, I ran into solo, and where's solo at?" And solo stands up, and our kids are going nuts. But you know, it was a great first impression. It really was, from a guy that has a ton of experience. It's not his first rodeo. He really has hit the ground running and has tried to touch everybody today, and that's much appreciated. And to be honest with you, I respect the heck out of it that he did it.
That was head coach Clay Helton talking about Mike Bone, the new athletic director, who came and talked to the USC Trojans, maybe give them a little fire-up speech before they head on to, or as Clay Helton said in his press conference, jump on a bird and fly to the desert this weekend.
Well, I'm anxious to see how the Trojans show up. I mean, there's a lot of things circling that program right now. They've not been a great team on the road. They're a young football team. They've got a lot of struggles on the offensive side of the ball right now. Keenan Kristen, our buddy from Madison High School, is their primary ball carrier. Slovis has been good. But you just don't know from one week to the next what Trojan team is going to show up. There's a lot of talent on this team. A lot of this talent is very young. Herm Edwards' team has not played all that well in conference play. It's a big game for the Sun Devils. They're going to be ready to go. I'm glad this is a day game. I think it favors USC a little bit more than if it was a night game over there where those fans come out a little bit more. I don't know how many fans are going to show up for an afternoon game at 12:30. I think it behooves SC to come out quick, get a lead, and force Arizona State to play from behind, because I don't think they're real good when they're behind.
I like USC in this game as well in the desert. Although it's very difficult to win in the desert, USC has been able to do it against Arizona State and Arizona over the last handful of years as well. Wyoming 6-2 at Boise State, 7-1. Boise State, by the way, favored by 14.5 in this game, which I think is kind of a very large spread. Game will be at 7:15 on ESPN, competing against San Diego State's game on TV as well. This is a very big game in the Mountain West, has a lot of big implications in terms of who is going to the Mountain West Championship. But for the Aztecs, if Boise State loses, who will be hosting the Mountain West Championship? Here's Brian Harsin, the head coach of Boise State, talking about a big week against Wyoming.
Back to a normal week after the bye, and our guys came back Sunday. We got in late, like we usually do on a road game, and they had a great practice on Sunday, so the energy was there. As far as the game, went back, evaluated it, and, you know, they played, San Jose State played extremely well, as we thought, and we did enough in the game to find a way to win. Sometimes that's how it goes each and every week. So I was proud of our guys for that. But overall, the focus really switched in a hurry onto Wyoming. Another conference game, division game, and have a lot of respect for Wyoming. Play them every single year. So, you know, that's really what we've been into from Sunday night, Monday morning, and then getting ready to go for Tuesday's practice. So
that was head coach Brian Harsin of Boise State. They got a big game against Wyoming. Again, Boise State favored by 14.5. I think this game's closer than that, but I still think the Broncos get the win on the Smurf turf.
I actually think Wyoming can win this game, and I think 14.5, I don't know if anybody's been paying attention to Wyoming. I mean, they're 6-2, Boise State 7-1. I think this will be a pretty close game. I think Wyoming can get them. I got to go with Boise because they are at home on blue turf, but it would not surprise me if Wyoming came away with the win. But I've got to favor the Bronx in this one.
Final game for you, the one that matters here in San Diego. The San Diego State Aztecs are ranked 24th in the AP poll, not ranked in the College Football Playoff poll. They do have some time to make up some ground, and they don't have to make up a lot of ground if they want to get in that Cotton Bowl spot. But they have a big game this weekend against Nevada. Nevada comes in at 5-4, San Diego State 7-1. San Diego State favored by 17 against Nevada, who defeated them a year ago. 7:30 p.m. ESPN2 is the official place you can watch that game on Saturday. Of course, Ryan Leaf, who was in studio with us, will be on the call with that game. Here's Rocky Long pretty quickly talking about his upcoming game against Nevada on tomorrow.
Well, we get back at it this week. We're playing a team that is as talented as we are, that has as much incentive to win the game as we do. They're still in the They still have a chance to win the Western Division of our conference. They're one game away from bowl eligibility. So it should be a highly competitive football game.
leave it to Rocky Long to say his opponent is very good and they're ready for him.
Well, they're a good football team. I mean, they got a 5-4 record right now. You know, they need another game, as Rocky pointed out, to become bowl eligible. You know, the Aztecs right now are like 17-point favorite in this game. Has anybody been paying attention to the Aztec offense this year? I mean, I'd be happy if they scored 17 points in the game. That means they'd have to shut out Nevada.
I think they got a better chance of winning 17-0 than they have a chance of scoring a lot of points and winning by 17.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Aztecs win this game. It'd be a devastating loss if they lose to Nevada. But I think it'll be a tight game. San Diego State just plays tight football games. They keep you on the edge of your seat pretty much every game.
Yeah, Aztec football is all about ground and pound and play some defense, and that's what they do.
What kind of crowd are they going to get tomorrow night?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think if they're ranked in this college
football playoff. Are they going to break 20,000 tomorrow night
yes.
at 7:30?
Yeah.
With the game being on ESPN2?
I think they'll break 20,000. They'll get usually about 30,000. I think they get 30.
I think you're dreaming.
I think they get 30.
I think they get 22,000.
Are we talking about people in seats? Or are we talking about tickets sold?
Tickets out.
Tickets
that means
out.
You could give them away free. Tickets out.
Then definitely 30,000.
Yeah, I'd like to know how many actually are buying tickets. I would hope that they'd have 35 or 40, but I know it's not going to happen.
I think they're going to get – well, they're not going to get 40. Absolutely not. I think they'll push 30.
They ought to get – when they play BYU the last game of the year, they got to get 40-plus, don't they?
They got to get at least 25,000 BYU fans there. I mean, that they
I'm
travel
not talking
really
about
well.
BYU fans. I'm talking about 40 plus.
40. You could. Yeah, oh, I think it depends on what they do over the next couple games. If they still have one loss when BYU rolls to town, 40,000 plus.
Okay, we're.
I'll be one of those 40,000.
No, I'm going to go to that BYU game.
As long as we don't have a high school football game to do.
I don't think we will, do we? Do we have one?
That might
day?
Be a CIF championship game.
Huh?
That might be a CIF championship game.
Oh, man.
Doggone
it. Well, maybe it's an early game. Maybe we can go early.
Oh, I'd be down for that.
All right. We're past the bottom of the hour. We'll take a timeout. We're going to come back the rest of the way. We got our NFL preview coming up. We got our Hanging Star play of the day. We got your phone calls. We'll hopefully have a crossover from the boys if they've got all the wires connected properly up there at El Camino High School. Coach John Katara going to the top of the hour. Thanks for joining me right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Didn't catch the game? We've got you covered. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
2:38 the time. We're going at it until the top of the hour, and then we'll turn you over to Mr. Ello and Mr. Gwynn. Matt Scraby will be on site. Our entire promotional team will be at El Camino High School. Braden and I will be up there at 7 o'clock tonight for the big battle in Division II, first round of the playoffs tonight. Valley Center taking on the El Camino Wildcats, but we got a lot to get done here the final half hour of the program. Just want to drop it in because I know people are joining us every second. New listeners are coming on. If you missed it this morning, Darren Ballsley let go by the Padres with 1 year to go on his contract. They hire veteran pitching coach, just recently dismissed by the New York Yankees, Larry Rothschild, to become the Padres' new pitching coach. Braden, let's get to our NFL preview. A lot of big games, and again, we're going to talk about the Monday night game, which is going to be a great one, Seattle and San Francisco. We'll break that down on the show on Monday.
Can't get into it until we start playing some music, of course. Let's get things started. We're going to start with the Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears. Lions are 3-4-1. The Bears are 3-5. Bears are favored by 2.5. Here is Kenny Golladay, wideout for the Detroit Lions, on competition with Marvin Jones Jr.
It means a lot. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Me and Marv compete with that type of stuff, you know. And that just makes it fun, you know. Even Danny gets in on just who gonna make the next play, you know. Marv can take you deep, I can take you deep, but we both, I mean, you know, hit you short in the media routes. It's just tough for defenses, you know. It's just tough.
It's a very fun to watch the Lions receiving core compete against each other and then, of course, compete against other teams. Bears favored by 2.5 against the Lions. I like the Lions in this game, to be honest with you, especially the way Mitchell Trubisky is playing and the fact he wants TVs turned off at their practice facility so he doesn't have to see the negativity of media members on him.
I totally agree with turning the TVs off there in Chicago for a variety of reasons, not just because of the negativity, just another distraction. Turn them off. Get focused on football. Kenny Golladay having a really good year right now. He killed me a couple of weeks ago in fantasy football. Matthew Stafford's got me a lot of points. I think the Lions, they're not a bad football team. They're trying to climb back to the 500 mark. I think they win this game against the Bears.
Coach going with Lions 2.5. I also have the Lions plus 2.5. Ravens 6-2 at the Cincinnati Bengals. We're having a miserable season at 0-8. Ravens favored by 10.5 points on the road. I don't see Cincinnati getting the win on Sunday, but I do see them keeping it a little bit closer against the Baltimore Ravens. You don't like spreads that large. I got the Bengals plus 10.5, although I think the Ravens win.
Well, I think the Ravens are going to win this game. I think they're going to cover the spread. You got to remember, Bengals are sitting your boy from TCU, Andy Dalton, on the bench. Ryan Finley going to get his first start of the year. They got a good running back in Joe Mixon, but they don't have enough there in Cincinnati. I think Baltimore Ravens, they're 9.5. I think they win by 10 or more.
All right. Buffalo Bills 6-2 at the Cleveland Browns, who are 2-6. Browns not having that great of a season. They are favored by 3 over Buffalo, surprisingly enough. Kareem Hunt should be on his way back from suspension. This is Kareem Hunt talking about the lessons he's learned from his suspension.
Honestly, it means so much to me, and I just know that I really appreciate the fact that I get to go out and do this every day. And it made me really appreciate it more, you know, waking up every morning and coming to work. Even though it was days I didn't like doing it, but now it's like, yeah, I get to go to work again today, and now it's just a great feeling.
That was Kareem Hunt talking about the lessons he's learned from his suspension. I like the Buffalo Bills in this game. They're riding high right now. They're 6-2. Cleveland's struggling. I know it's at home for Cleveland, but I like the Bills plus 3.
I think it's going to be an extremely tight football game. I like the Bills as well. When you take a look at the Browns right now, they lead the league in penalty yardage, and that's not good. I don't know where these guys are at right now. And again, I think Freddie Kitchens, the head coach, I think he's overmatched. I think he'll be fired at the end of the year, if not sooner. But I like the Bills because the defense they have, and they've had a couple of blips here and there, but defensively, they're a pretty good football team. Josh Allen getting better as a quarterback. I like the Bills to win this by at least a touchdown.
Kansas City, the Chiefs, 6-3, rolling into Tennessee to take on the 4-5 Titans. Kansas City is favored by 6. Here's head coach Mike Vrabel of Tennessee on overcoming adversity.
We focus on our ability to overcome things and not dwell on not being able to do something. Understanding the course of the game, it's not going to go our way, and hopefully we understand that. We'd like to eliminate all the potential mistakes and the things that get you beat, but know that if we can finish games and get off to a better start, that'll give us a better chance.
I think the biggest news in this game is the fact that Patrick Mahomes will start on Sunday for the Kansas City Chiefs at Tennessee. Chiefs favored by 6. I like them with Patrick Mahomes at the helm against Tennessee, minus 6 points for Kansas City. That's my pick.
You know, Braden, I've been picking Tennessee all year. Even though I'm not a big fan of that team, I'm a big fan of their head coach. I like Derrick Henry a great deal. They just got a lot of things right now weighing on them, namely that quarterback position. I know they're at home. They're trying to get back to the 500 mark. I just don't see it. I think the Chiefs win, and they cover the spread. It'll be interesting to see how effective Patrick Mahomes will be. And if he's not effective early on, will they get him out of there to make sure he doesn't, you know, re-injure that knee in any way, shape, or form, and then go back to Matt Moore? Hey, one thing about Kansas City now, they know they can go to a guy they can count on, because Matt Moore in the last couple of weeks played really well.
Yeah, it looked like the Chiefs haven't even missed a beat with Patrick Mahomes being out. The Atlanta Falcons 1-7 going to New Orleans, the Big Easy, to take on the New Orleans Saints 7-1. Saints favored by 13.5. I know I was just saying I don't like very large spreads, but in this case, I really like the Saints minus 13.5. The Falcons are a disaster.
They're a disaster, but I think these two teams, as they like to say, know one another very, very well. I think the Falcons will not get blown out in this game. I don't think the Saints are going to cover the spread. Drew Brees will probably have a big day. Matt Ryan back from that ankle injury. Of course, the Atlanta Falcons now, they're coming off a bye, so they've had 2 weeks to get ready for the New Orleans Saints. But I think the Saints win this ball game. And I don't think they're going to cover, though.
I think they cover, in my opinion. New York Jets and the New York Giants played at MetLife Stadium.
Do we have to spend a lot of time on this one?
No, but the Jets are home. Take that for what it's worth. They get the home field. I don't know how they figure that one out. Giants are favored by 3 on the quote-unquote road. Here's Saquon Barkley on the season not being that disappointing.
What's to be disappointed about? I mean, I don't think anyone's happy that we're 2-7. Am I happy that I hurt my ankle and I missed 3.5 games this year? No, I'm not happy about that. But disappointing? No.
I get to come and play the sport that I love and play for an amazing organization. So I'm not disappointed at all. Just got to find a way to get better and find a way to fight through it. And when we do flip the script, definitely will be great things ahead, I believe.
That amazing organization is 2-7 playing the New York Jets, who are 1-7. Giants favored by 3. I like the Giants in this one. Saquon Barkley is my X factor.
I think they win by 10. I think that the Jets are just as bad as they could possibly be. Adam Gase has been awful. Sam Darnold, the quarterback's been worse. And Barkley, I'll tell you, that guy, he is a special dude. And this Daniel Jones guy, I know Dave Gettleman took a lot of heat for drafting him. I think this guy's going to turn out to be a hell of an NFL quarterback.
Arizona Cardinals 3-5-1 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are 2-6. Bucs favored by 5. Jason Pierre-Paul, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive lineman, on facing Kyler Murray.
He's faster than Russell Wilson. I know that for a fact. So that means, you know, our coach is consistently telling the guys, get your body back right. And then as a vet, you know, I'm telling guys that too. You know, I know guys are hurt, banged up, but you got to get your body right, because at the end of the day, nobody cares. You got a job to do, man.
So that is Jason Pierre-Paul on facing Kyler Murray. Arizona Cardinals 3-5-1 at Tampa Bay. Really like the way the Cardinals played against the 49ers on Halloween a couple weeks ago. I'm liking the Cardinals in this one. I think they pull it out.
When we have said that at the beginning of the year, that we like the Cardinals, Cardinals have done some really good things. I think this franchise has come a long ways with a rookie head coach and a rookie quarterback. They're trying to work their way back towards 500. You mentioned 3-5-1. I'm going with the Cardinals on the road down in Tampa.
Miami Dolphins 1-7. They got their first win last week against the New York Jets. They're traveling to Indianapolis to take on the Colts, who are 5-3. Colts are favored by 11 over the Miami Dolphins. Who do you like, the Colts or the Dolphins minus 11 for the Colts?
I got to go with the Colts. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Dolphins, they can beat their chest for a week, but they're going to come back to reality this week going into Indy. Indy will go to 6-3 on the year, and they're having a really good year considering they figured that they were going to go from the penthouse to the outhouse in their division when Andrew Luck decided to retire.
Carolina Panthers 5-3 at the Green Bay Packers, who are 7-2. Packers favored by 5.5 points. Davante Adams apparently likes playing in the cold weather. This is him talking about playing in the cold weather.
I don't think you ever get used to it. I think you learn how to deal with it, and, you know, it's tricks of the trade. Obviously, we get to practice and live in it, so probably a little bit more than Carolina. I know it gets cold out there too, but, you know, you see that it really benefits when you play the West Coast teams. We're going to use it to our advantage. We get it in and still practice when it's 20, 30, whatever it is. So hopefully that'll help us out.
Of course, the Packers were showing on social media the snow that was blanketing Lambeau Field before the Carolina Panthers show up. It does get cold in Carolina. I've been there in the winter. It's not as cold as it is probably in the frozen tundra up there in Green Bay. I like the Packers minus 5.5 at home, especially after coming off a loss, really bad loss to the Chargers last week.
Well, you take a look at Carolina, and let's face it, they're pretty much a one-dimensional offense right now with Christian McCaffrey. McCaffrey's been just an absolutely incredible story this year. As long as he can stay healthy, they're always going to have an opportunity. But I think the Packers just have too much for him. But you know what? I kind of thought that going into last Sunday, and the Packers came out here and laid a royal leg against the Chargers. I mean, they didn't even want to play that football game. I mean, they wanted no part in that football game last week, and it'll be interesting to see how they show up on their home turf this week. A Carolina team, not great, but still very capable of winning the football game, but I got to go the Packers, and they do cover.
We got two games left here. Los Angeles Rams 5-3 at the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 4-4. Rams are favored by 3.5. Here's Mike Tomlin on running back for the Los Angeles Rams, Todd Gurley.
We got to work our tails off to minimize Gurley. He's a really talented runner. I know that they utilize others like Malcolm Brown and the young rookie Henderson, but Gurley is just really, really talented. And when he's going, they're tough to deal with. So we better minimize that aspect of their game and his, and work to let down and distance football fall in our favor.
I like the Rams in this one. Even though they have to play in the Steel City, the Rams are a lot more talented than the Steelers are. I like them minus 3.5.
Todd Gurley's not the same running back. He still can be very effective. He's not going to get a bulk of the carries like he did, 2 and 3 and 4 years ago. But I do think the Rams are going to be in this ball game. But I'll tell you what, I keep thinking, Steelers have won 3 in a row. They've gotten back to 500. I keep thinking that they might find a way to win this ball game, but at the end, I got to go with the Rams, and I think they will cover.
Last one for you. The Minnesota Vikings, 6-3, going to Jerry's World to take on the Dallas Cowboys, who are 5-3. Sunday Night Football, another primetime game for the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 3. Here's Amari Cooper of the Dallas Cowboys talking about the Vikings defense.
They got a pretty good defense. They're a pretty good overall team. Front seven is something to talk about for sure. So, you know, anytime you play against a team that has really good rushers like that, you know, it really affects your game as a receiver because sometimes you got to speed your routes up and things like that. So, I don't know, man. I'm going to study some more tape and see some of the things that I can do to be successful on Sunday.
That is wide receiver Amari Cooper talking about the big Vikings defense rolling in the Big D to take on the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are favored by 3. I'm going to roll with the boys.
I'm going with the Cowboys, too. I'm just not a big believer in this Minnesota football team at all. And, you know, it might be Kirk Cousins. I don't know. But I don't think Mike Zimmer's the greatest head coach I've seen. I think he was a better coordinator than he is a head coach. So I'm going with the Cowboys.
Really good defensive coordinator, but I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well. Coach, that was a quick preview of the NFL Sunday we have coming up, which you can hear most of that here on 97 Through the Fan.
All right, and before we get to a crossover with Tony Gwynn Jr., let's get to today's Hang a Star Play of the Day.
What play separated the winners from the losers? It's time for the Hang a Star Play of the Day.
You can hang a star on that, baby!
A 97.3 The Fan.
Guard takes the snap. He'll hand off Jacob straight ahead across the 15. Breaks a tackle, 10, across the 5, end zone, touchdown Raiders! Josh Jacobs explodes up the middle for an 18-yard touchdown run. And with 1:02 to go, the Raiders have taken the lead.
That was the Hang a Star Play of the Day on the John Cantara Show on 97.3 The Fan.
And, of course, that's a ball game you heard right here on 97.3 The Fan last night, Thursday Night Football. The Raiders take down the Chargers 26-24. Rookie running back Josh Jacobs right up the middle, an 18-yard touchdown to give the Raiders a lead for good. Jacobs on the night, 16 carries, 71 yards, and that one big 18-yard touchdown run. Let's go up to El Camino High School. He's on the scene right now, getting ready for his program. Gwynn and Chris coming up shortly after the top of the hour. They'll be on for 4 hours from El Camino High School. Tony Gwynn, Gwynn Jr. joins me. And, Tony, how we doing today?
I'm good, Coach. How about yourself?
Doing very well. I had a long conversation this morning before I came on the air with Darren Balsley, and Darren Balsley said he's okay. I wanted to thank the Padre organization, the owners, A.J. Preller, and all the fans and media for being so kind to him over all these years. And now Larry Rothschild's coming in as the new Padre pitching coach.
Yeah. I mean, Larry comes in with, you know, big-time credentials as helped many staffs in Major League Baseball. And, you know, for me personally, I'm sad to see Darren leave the big league side. But I will say this, those young guys are in the minor leagues, man, they got a good one that's going to help. I think that would be they're gonna benefit from it. But, you know, from a personal standpoint, it's going to suck to see him not on his big league roster next year.
Yeah, he's going to definitely impact in whatever role they may give him for this year. He'll definitely impact that. Boy, a lot of rumors running around. I know you were probably scurrying and looking at them. I mean, on a Friday, it's amazing. I mean, there was that one story that came down that the Padres, they had the Padres, if everything went well, they could get Strasburg and Rendon on this ball club for opening day. And there was another one that the Padres would get Strasburg and trade for Noah Syndergaard.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this is like the fun part of the year, you know, that it as it pertains to free agency, right? You start hearing these rumors, they start to all bubble up. We don't know how many of them are true. I know after, you know, being completely wrong in the last two off seasons, I'm not going to make that same mistake this year. So we're just going to sit back and wait. I mean, obviously, both of those moves would be huge. I mean, it would be amazing to see that type of talent here on the field, but it remains to be seen.
If the Padres were to get a guy like Rendon, he'd play second base and Manny would stay at third, wouldn't he?
That makes the most sense to me, right? I think Rendon can still move laterally pretty well. I think second base actually might be a little bit easier on him as he, you know, starts to get older, but Manny seems like there's no reason to move him from third base, and We know what Fernando looks like at short. That would be the fit to me. It just would boil down to if Anthony Rendon was open to that.
Give me a little scene setter up there at El Camino High School right now.
Yeah, everybody's still kind of coming in as we go. You know, school's getting out around this time, so got a lot of students leaving, but you've seen a few football players walking around. Everything's starting to get set up. It's still relatively quiet. We're still pretty early before the game, but it should be a good one between Valley Center and El Camino.
Yeah, it certainly should be. What big guest we have on this Friday on the Gwynn and Chris program?
We'll have both head coaches, Michael Hobbs from El Camino. He's the head coach there, and Rob Gilster from Valley Center. He'll also join us. Chris and I will kind of lob some of these rumors that you've been talking about back and forth as well. So we've got a pretty good show today.
All righty, Tony, I'll see you here in a couple hours. I'm going to go home, get cleaned up, and then work my way up through the traffic.
All right, perfect.
All righty, Tony Gwynn Jr. and Chris Ello coming up after the top of the hour. I'd like to thank Adam Klug. Braden, great week, my friend. Some great guests, some great content, and look forward to calling the ballgame with you tonight.
Looking forward to it, Coach.
For Adam Klug, for Braden Soprano, Coach John Katera, don't go anywhere. Gwynn and Chris coming up next, and again, we'll have our high school football game tonight at 7 o'clock right here on 97.3 The Fan. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye. Thanks for downloading the John Katera Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwynn and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.